Sweethearts, are you nearly ready? Still doing your makeup? Are you really doing your makeup, or are you just watching YouTube and doing little bits of your makeup intermittently? It's okay. You don't have to be at the restaurant for a little while. There's no rush. Can I give you a hand with your makeup? Alright, scooch over. Yeah, I finished doing my makeup an hour ago because I don't leave things to the last second, unlike you. Alright. Keep your head still. Good girl. Hey, keep still. There. Now you can move. By the way, I thought I'd let you know that I reserved a table in a kind of private area of the restaurant, one of the booths, so that you can talk openly about stuff and you can call me mommy without worrying about people listening. Not that I'm ashamed or anything, it's just I know you'd rather stay private. Have you decided what you're going to wear? You want me to choose for you? Okay. Okay. It's been a little while since I've seen you in that cute little black dress. Yeah. The one with the flowy bits. What's it called? The flowy skirt bit. I'd love to see you in it. Can you do that for me, baby? Good girl. Now, hurry up and get ready. Thank you. Oh, yeah, I know you sometimes like it when I order for you. I think I know you well enough to choose something you like, but every time I do it, I'm a little worried that I'll choose something you hate. Oh, yeah, I suppose it has been a little while since we went out like this. Well, it's not just you. I've been busy as well. I didn't tell you this, but I invited you here tonight. I realized that we'd only go out and do stuff like this on, like, our anniversary or birthdays, and that can't be fun for you. I should be treating you like this regularly. You're very sweet, but as your mommy, I should be treating you to fancy nights out more often, okay? Good girl. Don't tell me one good girl was enough to send you into a little space. you're so sweet. For all this talk about fancy dinners, I think you'd be just as satisfied eating takeout on the couch, as long as I called you a good girl while we ate. On the topic of being a good mommy, I wanted to ask how you're finding your rules. I know we plan to check up and revise them every couple weeks, but we kind of forgot about that, didn't we? Yeah? You're sure? You can tell me if you need to change anything. I just want to make sure you're happy with your rules. Of course I'm nervous around this sort of thing. You're the only girl I've been with who's been into the whole mommy thing. And I've loved getting to explore that stuff with you. I want to be the best mommy I can be for you. You're too sweet. I'm the one supposed to be making you blush. That's true. You didn't really need too much convincing. Who doesn't like being spoiled and being called a good girl? I think I could tell when I met you that you enjoy being submissive. I love seeing how easy it is to make you blush. You're so cute. I'm sure I've talked about that with you before. Alright, I guess it's just the way that I like to show love. Yeah, by being nurturing, but also taking care of my partner, like, taking on some manner of responsibility for their well-being. Though, that makes it sound really intense and tiring. Yeah, you know what I mean. Like, with the list of rules, I help to enforce them by punishing you when you break them and rewarding you when you're good. And I do that because it makes you happy. Well, those kind of lewd rules are just for fun. A lot of it is just fun. Getting to be kind of dominant, but also gentle is just fun. Yes, and hot. I suppose that's the only reason you need. You find it hot. Yeah, I understand that. There is something really comforting about letting someone take control. Yeah, I suppose there is a bit of me that enjoys being a little submissive every now and then. I suppose that makes me more of a switch than a dom. Yeah, we could experiment with that in the future. Don't feel like you have to, though. You don't need to do anything you don't want to. I'm definitely more at home in this role. I know you sometimes get a bit anxious and stressed. That's why I find it so, I don't know, rewarding to see you so happy and calm, feeling you relax in my arms. I love getting to see that side of you. You're such a good girl for Mummy. The food's here. Your feet hurt. Don't worry, I'm almost home. In fact, come on, I'll carry you on my back. Yeah, come on. Alright, let's go. No, sweetheart, you're not too heavy. Your mommy is stronger than you think. Oh, careful, I'm going up the stairs now. Alright, can you reach into my bag and get the key? Okay, now unlock the door. Don't get off just yet. Your feet hurt, remember? Let me carry you to the couch. Move over. Let me stroke your hair. You have a good time tonight? Yeah. My New Year's resolution is going to be to treat you to that kind of thing more often. Not just nice dinner dates, but lots of different stuff. Cute clothes, theme parks, movie dates, and yes, lots of relaxing nights at home. That's sweet of you to say, but I want to spoil you, okay? And I know you enjoy being spoiled, even if you're too shy to admit it. Good girl. Yeah. Well, if you want to do something for me, you can follow your rules, communicate your needs, and keep being a good girl for Mommy. Okay? Do you want me to keep stroking your hair? Okay. I love you. Maybe I'm feeling a bit sappy because it's a little late and I'm a bit tired, but I feel really lucky to have you and to be your mommy. Don't say that, sweetheart. You're an amazing girlfriend, even if you can't see it. I love just being around you, just holding you like this, exploring our kinks together. I just like you a lot. Hey, Mommy gets to be sappy if she wants to be, okay? Don't stop being you, sweetheart. Sit still for me, baby. I know it's hard for you not to squirm when I kiss down your neck. Are you going to be a good girl for Mommy? Yeah, first. Do you remember your safe word? Good girl. Remember, I won't be upset or disappointed if you have to use it. Now, take off that dress for me, sweetheart. As pretty as it is, I think it would look a lot better on the floor. So obedient. Ah, leave your lingerie on. You wore it for me to see, didn't you? I'd be ashamed to take it off so soon. Right. Let me explain what you're going to do. You're going to kneel there in front of the couch and make Mommy come with your tongue. And if you're very good, I'll go get my strap and make you come as well. I can tell you like the sound of that. I know how much you like tasting Mommy's pussy. On your knees, sweetheart. Take my panties down. Such a good girl. Don't even need to be told to ask for permission. You may. Slow down, sweetheart. You know Mommy likes it when you take your time. Maybe you're just impatient for me to make you come. Is that it, sweetheart? Let me slide the top of my dress down so I can play with my tits. Ugh. I can tell you're enjoying this. You enjoy watching me play with my nipples, sweetheart. Such a dirty little girl. Just how I like you. Suck on mommy's clit. Oh, I love this visual. Me fully clothed, mostly. And you in your underwear, eating my pussy like a desperate little girl. You getting wet? I know how wet you get when you eat my pussy. Slide your hand in your panties. Feel how wet you are. Does that feel good? You can play with yourself, but don't come. Understand? Good girl. Fuck. Good girl. Gosh. Sweetheart, stop playing with yourself. I can tell you're getting close. Don't complain. You know your orgasm is always more intense when I edge you a little bit. You want something to do with your fingers? Slide one inside me. That's it. Good girl. I'm getting close. That's it. Good girl. Come here. I want to taste myself on your lips. Tastes good. I can tell why you like doing that so much. Impatient, aren't we? Okay, go into the bedroom and pick out the strap you want to use. I'll get undressed in the meantime. Oh, you picked the biggest one. Are you sure you can handle it, sweetheart? Okay, I'll put it on. You lie back on the couch and take off your lingerie. Mommy wants to see all of you. Gosh, you're so pretty. Such a good little girl for Mommy. No, I'm not going to use the strap on you just yet. I need to get you ready first. Spread your legs for Mommy. Good girl. That's it. Moan for me. I love hearing your cute little whimpers. Good girl. I'm going to slide a finger in now. That feels good, doesn't it, sweetheart? What if I curl up to hit that special spot? That feels good, doesn't it? Are you feeling a bit desperate? Do you think you're ready to take Mommy's strap? Okay. Just lie back and relax for me. Good girl. That's it. Just relax. It doesn't hurt, does it? Good. I'll move slowly. At least to start. Here, let me play with your tits. There you go. I can tell that feels good. That cute little whimper. You want me to speed up? Okay. Do you want to suck on Mommy's finger? Right. Fuck, that's hot. I never get tired of seeing you like this. So obedient and pliant. Oh. so adorable. Faster, if you're sure you can take it. That's it. Take Mommy's strap. Here, I'll rub your clit for you. You're getting close. I can tell. You can come whenever you want, sweetheart. I won't make you hold it. That's it. Come for Mommy. Good girl. Sweetheart, you were amazing. Yeah, we are kind of sweaty. We can shower and head to bed in a bit. Let's just cuddle here for a bit. No, I am not going to fall asleep. Well, I might, but I know you'd wake me up. God.